Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the website are completely free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Let's jump right into the calls to Michelle in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Ian. How Mark? How are you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to the podcast from yesterday, and I heard your caller, the photographer that called up about the intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to address that as I am a professional photographer as well. And I
what kind of photography do you do?
I do editorial nature and also commercial advertising.
Okay, so you're sort of diverse then. You've got different ways that you're doing.
Yeah, photography pretty much you have to kind of be, you know.
It's art. It's tough to make a living in art. It really is. So, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you going to say about it?
No, that's fine. I think what he couldn't quite get through as far as what the intellectual property nature of photography actually is, the physical image itself, when you create it, it's automatically copyrighted, whether you register it with the government or not.
Mm-hmm.
You hold that copyright, so if someone infringes on that, you automatically have the ability to send them an invoice for triple what they would normally pay. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to pay that because they don't want to go through all the rigmarole.
I think his concern wasn't so much photography now, but photography under a free market system wherein there would not be a government protection racket.
Right, yeah. And that is a big question. And even without the free market nature of it, in and of itself, in the world we live in today, it's changing drastically because of the digital realm.
Right.
And
people can just use photos that are on the internet, and they don't have to compensate for it.
But the intellectual part of it comes in that you can't say someone wants to maybe buy your image, but they decide, oh, you know what, I can just pay someone else to duplicate that photo, create it themselves, and then not have to pay you for it. They can find someone to say, hey, can you just make this general picture that I liked? That's where the intellectual property of it comes into play.
You mean, could they send someone else out to take a similar photo or
exactly.
rip off?
Exactly. So your basic design elements, the lighting, the color, you know, all that kind of stuff that is in your image, you technically own that design, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be something difficult to enforce.
Which is what, like, I had heard Mark mention that before when you guys had talked about it. Like, say you create this wooden chair, and everybody in the world wants it. But they realize, you know what, we can just go and design it ourselves.
Right.
Why shouldn't you get, you know, some compensation for that? Because technically you're the one that designed it and created the idea of this chair.
I don't think you should get compensation. I think if they want to, they will compensate you. But if you create a wooden chair and someone wants to go out and create their own wooden chair from scratch based on just their observations of the chair that you've created, I don't see how that's a violation of anything. I think that the idea of intellectual property is sort of silly.
In that specific instance, like the wooden chair, I think is probably falls under the same sort of group as clothes designers. There's no way you can copyright a pattern that you cut out of fabric. So clothes designers, Michelle Wang, is that...
I don't know.
There's a designer out there named Wang. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Vera Wang.
Vera Wang.
Yeah.
Okay. So Vera makes really great dress out there, and there's nothing to stop me from making that dress as cheaply and as quickly as possible,
right.
Making a Vera Wang knockoff, as long as I don't use Vera Wang's name in the process.
Sure. Look at some of the crap that you see on the runway. I mean, but take a plastic trash bag and wrap it around you, and you've got a dress.
That's runway stuff. That isn't what people wear. Have you ever seen anybody wearing that?
I don't know.
Okay, you haven't.
Doesn't that turn into clothes later on?
No, it doesn't.
If it gets popular?
No, it's just design elements that get people's attention. It doesn't get worn.
Hmm.
So Vera Wang, but people that would want to wear Vera Wang stuff will pay for Vera Wang stuff. This is a real Vera, you know, it's like those handbags that girls pay a grand for. There's copies out there. There's knockoffs you can buy from some guy out of his trunk. But, you know,
pay for the branding.
Right. The girls know the difference. You know, they know how to find out the little subtle differences, and they'll try to get in each other's purses just to look at the zippers and stuff, just to make sure whether it's real or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Michelle, I think it falls under, like, patent law, you know? It's like you can patent certain things, but then you can't patent certain things.
Well,
like
patent law is a mess. Patent law is just an awful situation that essentially takes power out of the hands of inventors and puts it into the hands of lawyers. And that just needs to go away entirely. Michelle, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Man, you know, I really like a good knockoff product.
I know you do.
Something about a good knockoff that makes me feel just peachy.
I bought some Jokelys on the streets of New York City.
Okies?
whatever you want to call them.
Right.
On the streets of New York City because my eyes were bothering me from the sun.
Yeah.
I happened to be there one day, and the darn things cut me.
That's why I say I like a good knockoff.
Right. Well, this wasn't a good knockoff. And I'm, you know, cheap sunglasses, no thanks.
Yeah, you live and learn, right?
Yeah.
The cheap doesn't necessarily mean bad. I bought some Panama Jacks at Walmart for $13, and they've done a fine job.
I think my teeth almost fell out of my mouth. You spent $13 on a pair of sunglasses?
I know. I used to only buy dollar glasses from the dollar store.
I thought 99 cents was going out of the limb for you.
But somebody turned me on to the world of polarization.
Yes.
And it's worth the extra money.
It really is. Yeah, that's about what I think is you should spend on a pair of sunglasses.
$13?
Yeah, if you step on a $13 pair of sunglasses, it doesn't ruin your day.
Right.
Now, I have lost two pairs of $300 silhouettes.
How old were you?
In my early 30s.
Oh, wow. Why did you... did it take you two of them to finally realize that this is insanity?
I think one of them was a gift.
Okay.
But I did spend $300 on the first pair, so...
Because we've got a listener, Lindsay, who... she's the moderator on our bulletin board. So she actually works at a sunglass hut. And so she's there all day selling these multi-hundred-dollar pairs of sunglasses. And it just amazes me that someone could justify spending that kind of money on a pair of sunglasses. When I have damaged and destroyed so many pairs of sunglasses in my time. I guess maybe if you spent $300 on them, you'd be really, really careful with them. But that doesn't stop accidents from happening. And I don't think that you can buy sunglass insurance. I just don't think that's available.
Yeah, that would that no. That would be bad insurance.
Although
they insure cell phones, and I don't know how they managed to pull it off, but this is probably my fourth Trio.
Yeah,
600 that I have here. I have the crappy old version, but
you have to send it in, right? You send it in when it's
right.
When it goes bad.
I've either lost or damaged three of them, and this is my fourth.
Huh.
So I have insurance for it. I think. There's some kind of time.
I'm surprised they didn't drop you from their policy. Like, oh, you've done this three times? Get out of here.
Well, you know, you leave it on top of your car enough times.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We're going to go to Ron Paul here. I don't know if you've got that story ready, Mark. But Ron Paul on racism.
The controversy surrounding remarks by talk show host Don Imus shows the nation remains firmly, incredibly sensitive about matters of race, despite the outward progress of the last 40 years. A nation that once prided itself on a sense of rugged individualism has become uncomfortably obsessed with racial group identities. The young women in the basketball team Mr. Imus insulted are over 18 and can speak for themselves. It's disconcerting to see third parties become involved and presume to speak collectively for minority groups.
Mm-hmm.
It is precisely this collectivist mindset that is the heart of racism. Now, the reason I wanted to read this article by Ron Paul is because we had previously on the show talked about some quotes of his from his newspaper from like 1995 or something like that that were less than attractive. Apparently, he said that he takes responsibility for those quotes, but he did not, in fact, write them. And I just wanted to, you know, show what it is.
That's right. They were written by a staffer for his newsletter.
For his newsletter, and it was attributed to him.
The newsletter had his name on it, but it wasn't necessarily his.
It's also disconcerting to hear the subtle or not-so-subtle threats against free speech. Since the FCC regulates airwaves and grants broadcast licenses, we're told it's proper for government to forbid certain kinds of insulting or offensive speech in the name of racial and social tolerance. Never mind the First Amendment, which states unequivocally that Congress shall make no law.
Oh, it's very clear that the FCC doesn't mind the First Amendment. Very clear.
Yeah, they don't care about that thing.
800-259-9231. More with Ron Paul on the racism issue and your calls about whatever's on your mind, should you make them. 800-259-9231. 9231. You can take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We give them away because that's the way a good talk show website should do it. That's, once again, freetalklive.com, and some of those features include the wiki, where there are over 1,200 pages of listener-created content. You can go there and create, too, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Back to Ron Paul and his thoughts on racism. He started the article out by pointing out that this country has sort of shifted away from rugged individualism and moved more towards identifying with groups. And that has resulted in certain individuals stepping forward to be the unelected representatives of those groups, a la Jesse Jackson, for instance. And he's pretty disturbed by that.
So he says, let's be perfectly clear. The federal government has no business regulating speech in any way. Furthermore, government as an institution is particularly ill-suited to combating bigotry in our society. Bigotry, at its essence, is a sin of the heart, and we can't change people's hearts by passing more laws and regulations. In fact, it is the federal government, more than anything else, that divides us along race, class, religion, and gender lines.
Absolutely.
Government...
Though state and local governments do a good job of dividing us as well.
I guess that's so. Government, through its taxes, restrictive regulations, corporate subsidies, racial set-asides, and welfare programs, plays far too large a role in determining who succeeds and who fails in our society. This government benevolence crowds out genuine good... Could you hear the quotation marks in my voice?
Yeah.
Crowds out the genuine goodwill between men by institutionalizing group thinking, thus making each group suspicious that others are receiving more of the government loot.
Not only that, not only are they suspicious of it, but they're also concerned that the other groups are acting in order to control government and use government to control their group.
And they are. This leads to resentment and hostility between us. The political left urges that stringent federal laws are needed to combat racism, even as they advocate incredibly divisive collectivist policies. Racism is simply an ugly form of collectivism. The mindset that views humans strictly as members of groups rather than individuals, racists believe that all individuals who share superficial physical characteristics are alike, as do collectivists.
That's an excellent observation. I don't think I've ever heard anyone put it that way.
It's like saying Clarence Thomas and Jesse Jackson are the same. They're not. They just happen to be black guys.
Right. I think I've addressed that sort of in a roundabout fashion when we've had racists on the air sort of saying, you know, how dare you? How dare you paint an entire population with the same brush? It's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually label it as collectivist, I think is a good point.
And, you know, generally people won't paint those same, use that same brush to paint themselves, their own group.
Sure.
You know, white guys, we're too diverse. There's rich white guys and poor white guys and all kinds of fat white guys and skinny white guys and all different kinds of white guys. But, you know, that brush will be used to paint those black hoodlums.
Those greedy Jewish people.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
They're controlling the world. Okay. physical characteristics are alike.
Greasy wops.
As collectivists think only in terms of groups. By encouraging Americans to adopt a group mentality, the advocates of so-called diversity actually perpetuate racism. Mm. Their obsession with racial group identity is inherently racist itself. The true antidote to racism is liberty.
Yes.
Liberty means... I knew you'd agree with that. Liberty means having a limited constitutional government devoted to the protection of individual rights.
Sorry. There's a gang around. You don't have liberty.
Liberty means...
If you've got a nicer gang, it's certainly an improvement.
Yeah, we'll take a better gang over a worse gang. Liberty means free market capitalism, which rewards the individual achievement and competence, not skin color, gender, or ethnicity. Now, this is what W.E.B. Du Bois, this is a black man from history, I don't know how to describe him, he was, you know, a black leader in the 1900s.
Okay.
This is what he said. It's exactly what he said, that blacks will only get equality through doing business with whites.
Right.
They'll be considered on equal footing at that point.
Reparations not going to make...
No, nothing else is going to put them on equal footing until they can come with their own money or their own products and services.
And until white people aren't using government,
I say,
to protect themselves as well.
We say it like it's not happening now. It's largely happening, but there's a group out there that don't feel empowered in that arena. Okay, more importantly, in a free society, every citizen gains a sense of himself as an individual rather than developing a group or victim mentality. This leads to a sense of individual responsibility and personal pride, making skin color irrelevant. Rather than looking to government to correct our sins, we should understand that racism will endure until we stop thinking in terms of groups and begin thinking in terms of individual liberty.
There you go.
There you go. Liberty will solve racism.
So I guess it's true he's not a racist then. I mean, based on that.
That's what he wrote.
I thought that was pretty good.
You can compare and contrast to other things that he's attributed to have said.
But he didn't say those things.
He says he takes responsibility for them, which I love,
right.
And says he didn't write them.
That's great. I thought that was a great, great article. 800-259-9231. I would hope so. It's got his name in it.
I bet he's very careful on issues of race now. So even if he didn't write it, he read it very thoroughly and edited it.
You can take control and bring up whatever you want. Let's go to the phones and talk to Clinton in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, good evening.
Hey there. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, what's on my mind is helping everybody understand the fallacy of composition and the misinformation that people are spreading when they make these broad statements that you're immediately granted copyright as soon as you produce a work. This is a false understanding based on what really occurred in some of the changes of copyright law. And I went through this and learned it all the hard way as an architect whose drawings were stolen by the School of Architecture at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I had to delve deeply into the facts as a software developer. Now the facts are, there are the date of conception and a date first reduced to practice. Two different types of dates are involved, which is the test that they use to determine. You can get an idea, which is the concept, and you can discuss it with people and so on and so forth. But as soon as you put that onto a medium, it's been reduced to practice. And the facts are, if you do not register for the copyright within 90 days, you lose certain rights. Mm-hmm. What happens is you lose the right to enter the federal court to litigate. See?
Huh.
Now, what you have to do to get back into court is you have to file. You're still allowed to file at any point in time, way, way into the future. Who knows how long? And forever you could file. But if you don't file within that 30 days, after having first reduced to practice,
you don't have as much control over what you can do in the future. Thank you for the call.
No.
I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, I don't like filing anything with the Fed, so
no,
I'll
you
just
don't.
Choose not to. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian is here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Once again, updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the amplifier line, it's Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I'm an inventor, and I'm in the process of bringing a product to market, and it presents some interesting questions for me, and I'd like your views on them.
Okay.
So it's a, let me just tell you a little bit. It's a plastic part, pretty straightforward, real simple to manufacture, but on the front end, I'm spending probably $5,000 to $10,000 on engineering costs. About half of that's going to be for the patent, and I have pretty much decided to file a patent. I've got some issues with that because, yes, I'm using the force of government to basically stop others from doing something. But at the same time, I know it's not a perfect system. At the same time, though, it's like a car alarm. It's going to prevent people from, you know, basically copying this and undercutting me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before the issue is with me is before I even get to a place where I can manufacture this, I've got all these sunk costs in a study group and so forth. So, but once it's out, anybody could take that part, ship it off to a manufacturer and have it made for 10 cents, and they don't have $5,000 to $10,000 sunk in the initial cost.
Okay.
Before we even manufacture. So, Ian, I'm guessing you're saying tough, but maybe Mark has a different perspective?
No, I don't know enough about that. I don't know enough about that industry, that line of work. I don't really know. No.
But I mean, with any generic product, if somebody, if, you know, do you think it's, what do you think a free market solution would be for somebody who's put in a lot of money up front to bring a product to market only to have it ripped off and redone by somebody for a fraction of that cost?
That's what scares me about not having intellectual property laws in place, and it's one of the few reasons I can see for keeping government around. I would think that there would be a free market solution to intellectual property. People want that. I don't know what it is. I'm sort of with Ian in that respect, but I believe that the free market will solve a lot of those problems if we just give it the opportunity. But I wouldn't take the stand. If I had a product, I wouldn't take the stand of, I believe in the free market, so I'm not going to patent my product. Mm. Never.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But, that's all you have right now for protection is the government system. And by the way, you know, I'm sure you already know this, but be very careful with the lawyers on this. There are these invention corporations out there that are looking for inventors that don't know the law. They don't understand what's going on, and they're looking to scam them out of their invention and get the patents themselves. So be very careful with that process.
I actually found one of your advertisers and hooked up with them, and they got me off to a really great start and laid things out for me, and now I'm proceeding on my own.
Okay. Well, that's good. Just a word of caution, because it is a legal situation and the lawyers are very tricky. But anyway, so I understand where you're coming from, and it's hard to envision how the marketplace would protect these ideas. It really is. Some have suggested that the marketplace will shift to where idea people will be hired on by universities, and there'll be this whole new paradigm for the creation of ideas, and the ideas will be created by universities in order to get renowned and get more students in the future, where manufacturers could take those ideas and manufacture them freely. So, I mean, how the marketplace would adjust and shift to the elimination of patents, I can't really predict very well, but we can think about some concepts. For instance, you take your invention to some sort of company that helps you promote it to dealers. Let's say you want to get it onto store shelves at places like Walmart and that sort of thing. In which case, you take it to this company, you've got a non-disclosure agreement, you've got a contract that specifies that, this is supposed to stay private between you and the company. They shop your invention around to different potential buyers, different potential vendors in that, like Walmart, for instance, that they go to their buyers and they'd show them, hey, we've got this product. We're interested in putting it on your shelves. And then Walmart would say yay or nay. And if Walmart came on board, then they would have to sign an agreement that says, okay, we're going to offer this product, and we agreed to not offer a similar ripoff product for this amount of years or something like that. To where then each individual company would get on board, and essentially you'd have an agreement with them that they would be good little companies and not turn to the Chinese manufacturers 2 weeks later.
So you're basically saying work it from a market penetration standpoint before you release it to the general public.
Right. And yeah, exactly. Okay. You get it out there to the vendors, the people that are going to be selling the product. And then you use them for the credibility that you need to say, hey, we were here first. This is the original widget. Mm-hmm. And that holds a lot of sway with certain buyers. Certain buyers, they're just not going to care. They're going to go and buy the ripoffs when those come out. Hey, for instance, I saw in Walmart, I was at a supercenter once, and they had these like Easter baskets or something like that with different toys in them. And they were just right up at the front of the store on display. And I noticed in there, I said, those are Transformers. They actually had, in the Transformers from the early 80s, the very first series, Generation 1 from 1984, they had these multiple robots that you could put together and make a bigger robot. Mm-hmm. And these things sold for a lot of money back then. The package where you got all six robots, you could buy them all separately, but they sold the package where you get them all. And they had that exact package, but like almost the same artwork from the packaging, but they weren't called Transformers in this Walmart thing that they had. It was a Chinese ripoff of a 1980s Transformer. I don't even think that was legal to sell at this point. I don't think the copyright has expired on
just
that.
Just slid through.
Right, it just got through. I think Hasbro would be pretty pissed off about it if the Hasbro rep walked into the store and saw that being sold on the shelves. They'd be having words with Walmart, and Walmart would probably just be very embarrassed and pull those products from their shelves, because if they don't pull those products from their shelves, then Hasbro's going to say, well, we're pulling our products from your shelves. And so there's sort of this market interaction that goes on behind the scenes with companies that could help protect your idea.
Okay. I'm going to set up the company and headquarter it in Somalia. The tax code's pretty friendly there.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Sam. 800-259-9231 to Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Been a long time since we've heard from Paul.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Good, sir.
Hey, look, man, I really, as I sit here listening, right, I really like kind of like your fairness, but I got to wonder sometimes, why are you here? And I also wonder, how do you deal with sitting next to Ian? But that's another issue.
I ask myself that every day.
Yes, man, but I was saying, I wanted to say a few things, but first, I appreciate you letting me speak.
That's what's Free Talk Live, Paul.
Well, thank you. I don't have a very big test subject base to test from, but I know four libertarians, and I know them personally, because they are friends, but they're not very, very close friends.
Okay.
And what I could say is, it's not a very good test subject base, but I've listened to libertarian talk now and again, and I've heard them go from illegal aliens are bad to they want no borders, so I don't know what they want, but okay. But the thing is, these libertarians, I hear libertarians' point of view on Walmart and everything down the pike. And one thing that I see is that there's a common thread, a correlation between my personal friends that I know in libertarianism, if you want to call it that, mm-hmm. is that it's all about oneself to the point of no responsibility, no caring, because I know this, because I could tell you some things about my friends.
We'll let you do that in a moment. Hang on, Paul. We'll bring you back, because it's important. Is it all about yourself? I think so. And is that a bad thing? No. We'll talk about it coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Only moments remain, however, so you might want to make a call now at 800-259-9231. We'll sneak you in. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by amping. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find out that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple, that you can support the show. That, again, we give you all the website features for free, like unlike those other radio talk shows that want to charge you. So considering that we give the show and the features out for free, we're just asking you to voluntarily support us for $3 a month. Now, what we do is we take that money in and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live, getting the show on more radio stations by advertising in industry publications, attending conventions, and that sort of thing. And also spreading the word on the internet as well. All the details are there for you. You'll also learn about some of the perks you get access to, like the Amplifier-only forums, call-in lines, and chat room. All of them are all the info is there for you. Amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn how we're spending the money. I think you'd be pretty satisfied. I think you'd be pretty impressed with what the AMP program has accomplished so far and what we've got planned for the future.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
Let's go back to Paul in Delaware. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Paul, you had just begun telling us that you've got some friends in your life, and it's good to know you have friends, that you've got friends that are libertarians, and from what you can understand, some of your libertarian friends, they aren't quite... It doesn't sound to me like they're very principled, like they disagree on certain things, and that tends to be what you find amongst the libertarians is some disagreement on issues. But you've boiled it down to that libertarians believe that the individual is pretty darned important, and that's where we left off in the last segment. Paul,
yeah,
you know?
MySpace.com/AwakenFree for all thinking individuals. Now, regarding that issue, yes, it seems like it's about oneself to the uppermost levels, and it borders on selfishness.
What's wrong
now,
with that?
Well, that is their freedom, but from a logical point of view, you know, you try to like spin it and play it as though, you know, I was trying to say that, you know, it's ridiculous for the self to be important. But there comes a point when you've got to have some social responsibility. And I don't mean like socialism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even mean anything close to what we've got going on. I mean true freedom.
You mean like helping other people?
Yeah, and freedom to help other people. Now, I hear a lot of libertarians, and I've heard their
their depopulation about how there's too many people. Well,
what?
That's their, well, I've heard many things.
Libertarians, I've never known a libertarian to complain about that.
Well,
I question your your friend's libertarianism, because most libertarians understand that this planet isn't even close to being overpopulated. The most, like 96-97% of America is completely rural. There's no problem with population. And to rebut your claims about the self being important, there are plenty of libertarians that are they contribute to charities, they help others on a voluntary basis. Libertarianism is all about volunteerism and helping people on a voluntary basis instead of having government come around, point guns at people, and confiscate money and claim that it's helping people. So plenty of libertarians are giving to charities. But that's not necessarily a selfless act. Socialists would have you believe that selflessness is a good thing. And I would suggest that it's impossible to be selfless. You have to be selfish at all times. It's how human beings operate. Even when you're giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to a charity, you're being selfish because giving to charity makes you feel good.
Right. I gave thousands of dollars to a charity last year, and I feel great about it.
No one would what?
No one should trust you if that is your take on life.
What do you mean
if
by
it's
that?
If it's about yourself to the uppermost, like you're saying that is your position, who should trust you? And your AMP, it used to be marketing, so you wouldn't have advertising. Now it's turned to something totally different.
No, it's still there.
No,
it's still there.
Okay.
We still promote it that way. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and the fact is we have reduced advertising on this
show.
Right,
we've cut commercials out of this
show. That's a good idea, by the way. I like the concept of, instead of advertisement, because you get so locked down in trying to sell someone's product to keep yourself on the air.
Well, you know why? Here's why that's selfish. It's selfish, even though we could have had that spot in there. We could have had that. We cut a minute of commercials out of the show every single hour. I think it was last year, about a year ago. And, I could make the argument that, well, we need that spot so we can have revenue, and I want to have all that revenue that will come in. Well, it was a selfish move, because having that commercial cut out of the show makes it so we've got more showtime, meaning more listeners are likely to listen longer, thereby hearing more of the commercials that we do have. More radio stations are also more likely to pick up the show, because we'll have less commercials than some other shows do that might want to get on their airwaves. So once again, a selfish move. And there's nothing wrong with being selfish, because being selfish inevitably means that you have to interact with other people, and you want those people to like you, so you do good things for them in order to feel good about yourself, and it's all based out of selfishness. In fact, there's a philosophy, and I wish I knew what it was called, but it basically makes the argument that every action any human being takes is based in selfishness, and that's a good thing, that there's nothing wrong with being selfish. There is something wrong with screwing people over and harming others, but that doesn't necessarily have to do with selfishness, because everything we do is selfish. If we weren't selfish, we wouldn't eat. We wouldn't sleep. Sure. We need to take care of us first.
There's that instinctual mechanism that oneself comes first, but you have to think about others, too. And
of course you do.
By thinking about others, you actually help everyone. And that's why, I think it shouldn't be to the uppermost levels of self.
I see where you're coming from. And, Paul, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. What else? I mean, where can you go with that? I think it is important to help others. But there's nothing selfless about that. It is a selfish act.
Because that's good for you. Everything that people do, they ultimately do in order to make themselves feel better.
Right.
It's not about the money. It's not about anything. Sometimes money makes me feel good. Often money makes me feel good.
This is one of the secrets of life. If you don't help others get what they want, you won't get what you want. Yeah, there are scam artists out there that'll try to rip people off in order to get a short-term gain, but that doesn't go for very long. It doesn't last for very long, those sorts of people. If you really want to be successful, if you want to be long-term successful, you have to make people happy, first and foremost. That's just a fact of life. So if you're... And that it doesn't necessarily mean you're thinking about yourself. You are thinking about others. You are thinking about how to make others satisfied. Whether it is Sam earlier, who was, I think it was Sam with the intellectual, with the invention. Sam from Texas. It's Sam thinking that he wants to invent something to what? Make other people's lives better. Whether it be something to help them in their kitchen, something to give to their kids to enjoy, so they'll enjoy a new toy, or whatever the invention is. If that invention doesn't help other people, then what good is it? It's not something you're going to be able to sell to anybody else if it doesn't help them. So again, he's thinking about others so that he, down the line, can actually get rewarded. Because if people buy his invention, then he'll profit, and then he'll take some of those profits and maybe invent something else that will help other people. So it's all about helping others first so that you can help yourself. Let's continue with the calls and talk to Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark. Mark? Going once? Mark?
Are you there?
We're here. What's on your mind?
Okay, I want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez.
And, oh.
The bottom line, I just really want to talk about how he denies things. Like, first of all, he can't recall even attending the meetings that where he fired those eight federal prosecutors.
Hmm.
Then,
yes. He has an amazing memory for a man in his, early 50s?
Early 40s. Oh.
Yeah.
He looks young.
He claims to have forgotten 45 things today.
Yeah, and then under more scrutiny, he has different versions of what happened. One of them, he said he almost had no involvement. And then, under further probing, he later acknowledges that his role was larger. I mean, what's next? Later he's going to just... It's pretty much he'll just admit whatever he's caught, and pretty much not even that. And the thing is, I mean,
well, about Alberto Gonzalez is he's a scumball that works for the Bush administration.
Right.
When you kick him out, the Bush administration is just going to put some other scumball in there.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Another thing that I was going to say was, the obvious thing is this. What they need to do is just clean up and clean house. I mean, this guy.
But it won't make any difference. They can clean house. They'll only replace them with more scumbags. Thanks for the call. Yeah. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.